WTOP at 11:31.
Some D.C. leaders say you should think twice about going to the beach and spending your money at vacation spots in Maryland. D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray says the city's residents shouldn't support someone who doesn't support them. He's referring to Congressman Andy Harris, who represents Maryland's Eastern Shore, and he is working to overturn the district's marijuana decriminalization law. Congressman Harris joins us live now. Congressman, nice to have you back on WTOP.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Are you surprised at the comments from the D.C. mayor, and do you think this issue has grown larger than what you had anticipated?
No, I knew this was going to be a big issue. You know, again, when you're fighting against teenage drug abuse and, marijuana decriminalization for teenagers, I knew it was going to be a big issue. You know, this has – I don't normally get involved in D.C. activities and what goes on in D.C., but when they make that bad a decision about, our teenage drug use, I felt I had to do something. And the mayor, you know, instead of calling this what it is, this is not about the D.C. home rule. This is about teenagers increasing the use of marijuana and drugs among teenagers. Bad public policy. It would be bad anywhere in the country. It's bad in D.C.
You know, I guess I'm curious as to what you why you have deemed this bad for teenagers in the area. What seems to be the problem with reducing pot possession penalties?
Well, the problem is no one believes that by reducing the penalties, you're going to decrease the use of teenagers. I mean, I hope everyone realizes when you decrease the penalties, you get more activity. And there, the increase in scientific evidence over the last few years is that marijuana is basically poison for a teenager's brain. It causes structural changes that last and last. Chronic users who start in their teens actually have an IQ 6 to 8 points lower by the time they're in their 30s. That's not good for anyone. It's certainly not good for the person using the drugs. It's not good for society. It's not good for the community. It's not good for our economy.
Isn't pot use in the district, even with this decriminalization law, it will still be illegal for minors to possess pot, correct?
Well, it will be, but honestly, the fine is $25. The fine for a teenager to possess a cigarette is $50. To possess a joint is $25. And you know that the police are – it's going to cost you more to enforce that $25 fine than the $25 fine. So I suspect it's just not going to be enforced at all. And teenage drug use will go up. It shouldn't even be a question in anyone's mind. Marijuana use in teenagers will go up. Marijuana is a gateway drug for about 1 in 6 users. And the last thing any community needs is an increase in teenage drug use.
It seems that, though, there is a lot of focused attention now on marijuana use when, of course, there are all kinds of drug abuse issues that expand well beyond marijuana. I guess my question to you is why focus narrowly on this particular issue when it seems to be that there are sort of other more pressing drug and alcohol problems?
Sure, for two reasons. One is, my record on alcohol use is pretty clear from my time in the Maryland legislature. I am absolutely against alcohol abuse by teenagers or adults. But there are two factors here. One is that the recent scientific evidence is very clear. You know, from the National Institute of Drug Abuse, it's scientific research that shows that there are structural changes in, again, this is all about the youth. You know, if you're in your 30s, these structural changes don't occur. Your brain is matured, but when your brain is not matured, which is really anyone below the age of 25, structural changes occur. The second thing is it's a known gateway drug. It's just a fact. That's the epidemiology of marijuana use in teenagers. 1 in 6 will go on to use other drugs. And those other drugs, I think the ones you talk about, which have other problems as well. So the drug itself is bad for teenagers, and it leads to even worse activity. It's just a bad idea to decriminalize it for teenagers.
Congressman, what do you think of your state's approach to marijuana that cleared this year?
Sure, very different. You know, the Maryland approach was, first of all, the penalty is $100, then $250, and then $500 for everyone, whether you're underage or not. And if you're underage, you actually get referred for treatment. That's a huge difference. You know, the D.C. law doesn't include referral for treatment. You know, someone who is using drugs as a minor really ought to get help. They ought to get help before they progress on. So, you know, again, the D.C. policy was just poorly thought out. It was completely different from Maryland's policy. It ought to be rethought. And if, you know, if my actions help rethinking it and help, you know, a handful of teenagers not get addicted to marijuana or worse drugs, you know, I'm glad to take the arrows for this.
What, how do you see this going? What do you think this added attention will mean for your amendment actually succeeding?
Well, again, I just hope to make people aware of the new scientific evidence. And the fact is that we really do need to treat underage users differently than mature users when it comes to marijuana. There's no question scientifically you're not dealing about the same thing. So if it just increases awareness, I'll be happy. You know, if it makes the D.C. Council rethink their policy toward teenage marijuana use and abuse, then I'll be happy with that.
Congressman, we appreciate you coming on. Have yourself a very nice 4th of July holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Congressman. We appreciate it. It continues to be an issue that we will follow for you right here at WTOP. That's Congressman Andy Harris of Maryland.